Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It's Tuesday the 24th of August. It's 20 to 4. Welcome back to another Three Peas in a Podcast. We're still back in the same surroundings. We've got in Grandma's studio. Hopefully they have put the little clip on. That's quite good, that little clip they do, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really impressive.
Yeah, I've got my camera up on a higher joystick thing, whatever it is. Tripod. That's it. So now you can all see us. All you people that have been moaning that you can't see us all, we're all in. You can hire this place out, by the way. It's called Grandma's Studio. It's in Loughborough. So if you fancy doing your own little podcast, get in touch with Grandma's Studio and hire this place out. Local businesses, that's what we're all about, isn't it, lads?
It certainly is.
Right. So what we do then is we just sit here and talk bollocks, don't we?
A lot of it.
We talk and just give you our thoughts on the world. It's nothing special, is it, this podcast? It's just a nice three lads.
It's nice escapism and just to talk about current affairs and what's going on.
Yeah.
I like it.
I do.
It's good fun, isn't it?
Andy likes it. I know that. So anyway, what we're going to chat about first is McDonald's. Right? Apparently, they have run out of milkshakes in all its UK restaurants amid a nationwide shortage. The fast food giant is basically they can't get any bottled water, milkshakes, anything.
Why is that?
What they're doing is they're actually blaming it on the lack of lorry drivers.
Hello?
There you go, you see.
I'll help you out.
They're saying it's because of Brexit and the pingdemic.
So are they saying that they use more foreign drivers?
Well, they're saying that we've lost 25,000 EU members. They've all gone back home because of Brexit.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons. But one of the reasons is that we're 90,000 drivers short, apparently, for this country.
Yeah.
25,000. I've done my research on this. 25 EU drivers have gone back home. So we're still like 60-odd thousand down anyway.
I can understand why you were short though, because you know all the
they make it so hard.
You know, CPCs, all that lot you've got to do. It's just
the Chinese government CPC.
But the thing is, when how long ago was it and you took yours? 20 years? 25?
Yeah.
And we had the old paper tachographs and it was just simple.
Yeah. Yep.
And I think you could just take your class one straight away, couldn't you?
No.
You still have to take class two.
Class two and then into class
one. And then they brought in this the DigiCard, so you had to apply for that.
Yeah.
And then the government wanted to raise more money, so they brought in this thing called CPC, which is you've got to do 8 hours. How many? Is it like twice a year? Is it 16 hours?
Yeah, you've got to do so much a year.
And the government is saying you have to have this CPC guide. It's just a money-making
scheme. Is that in
the
name of safety, though, or is that in the name of them just trying to take money, as you've said?
When you're doing two courses and they're both exactly the same...
It's money.
And how much do they cost?
Oh, my God, 300 quid a shot?
You're joking.
So if there's five of you in the class, and when I was at Rangemaster, there were 12 of us.
It's
like $4,000.
Yeah, but I also put it down. I also put it down to the fact that the governments want kids to go to university. It's all this Tony Blair thing saying, "Oh, you've got to go to uni. Uni's the thing to do. Go uni, uni this, uni fucking that." Right. So all these kids now, it's like you get every year, and you get your kids and the parents are taking the pictures of the kids, and they're all, oh, well done, little Johnny, he's got to university. Yeah, well done, Johnny. You're going to build up about fucking 60 grand's worth of debt, yeah. And you'll come out and you'll still end up working in fucking Audi.
It's true.
It is. And I reckon it's more down to the fact that the governments are putting pressure on kids to go to university, and none of them want to do a manual job. None of them want to do a lorry driver. None of them want to be a bricker.
Or a plumber.
A plumber. Or, you look at that bloke, that him who owns that plumber's co thing.
Oh, he's always on Good Morning Britain.
Yeah, and he's like, his face is melted.
And he's got a wig.
And he says, pandemic.
He's an idiot.
Oh, fuck's sake. But look, he can't be though, can he?
Because he's a millionaire.
He's a millionaire. He employs a lot of people, so fair play to him for that. But it is along the lines of that it seems to be that unless you go to university, you're a fucking failure.
Yeah. But the thing is, because they're doing that, plumbers, electricians, joiners can charge you as much as they want.
Exactly. Exactly.
And we're the ones who suffer.
Mm.
I don't know if it's going to change, though.
I don't think it'll change.
But do you enjoy driving still?
Absolutely.
Do you enjoy it?
I can't imagine doing another job.
Yeah.
Did you have ambitions of going to university?
No.
Did you, Ada?
Not at all.
No, I did.
Wanted to earn money.
Yeah. It was the furthest thing from my mind, and I just honestly cannot see to get the point in going to university to build yourself up like with probably £60,000 worth of debt before you even start at the start line.
I think it's the generation where, you know, the young people now are so right on and say, yeah, I've got a degree in being happy and just crap, instead of saying, oh, I've got a degree in putting a bathroom in or changing a boiler.
Where you have got a degree in being a lorry driver and you are probably one of the most valuable people in the country at the moment because fat fuckers can't get the milkshakes and the burgers at McDonald's. Because you've got no lorry drivers.
It is true. But yeah, I still like it. And the good thing about being a lorry driver, you know, if you get 65 or 70 and you're a bricky, your knees are gone and stuff, ours is just quite easy, so you can just keep doing it, can't you?
But you're quite lucky though, Chris, because you're not lucky because you've got self-discipline. You actually look after your body. Where you see most lorry drivers, and I used to drive that lorry at Fresh Pack, didn't I?
Yes.
I nearly spun that once, you know. I was coming down...
was it a 7.5 tonne?
Yeah, it's coming down Abbey Lane or Abbey Road in Leicester. You know when it's like, when Pankaj used to say, oh, can you just... when he used to say, can you take these eggs to such and such? Oh, for fuck's sake, Pan, it's like 4:30. Yeah, can you just take them? All right. And so anyway, I'm bollocking it there and I'm coming back and it was near a crossroads with the traffic lights. And anyway, the lights changed, didn't they? And I thought, shit, I've got to stop. Hit the brakes, and the truck was going sideways down the dual carriageway, and I managed to pull it back, and I just stopped at the line.
Wow.
Not really wow. It wasn't wow at all. Felt like Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible, only a lot taller, and I weren't sitting on a fucking cushion. But that's what I think it is. I don't think it's got anything to do with Brexit. I don't think it's got anything to do with the COVID. I just think it's poor planning from the government by telling everybody to keep going and going to university and don't do a manual job.
But do you think they encourage them to go to university just for money?
To build more debt, to get them
debt, and so they have to pay the government back?
Yeah, probably so. I mean, I know people who have been to university and they're just doing normal jobs.
What do you do now?
Just doing normal jobs.
This lad, I won't mention his name. His name's Phil, but I won't mention his surname. He went to uni and he studied to be a solicitor. He's really articulate and he worked part-time at Betfred. So I used to talk to him and say, oh, yeah, I'm going back in September and this and that. And then about 2 months ago, I went into Audi near B&Q. And he's the store manager at Audi. And I'm not making
But they're good jobs, though, aren't they?
They pay between 45 and 50K. Yeah.
Why do you need to go to university when you could do that? You could have started on the shop floor.
He went uni to be a solicitor. And he's ended up an Audi manager.
This is what I'm saying. People have got these dreams, hopes and ambitions. And I'm not rubbishing your hopes, your dreams, your ambitions. But they're shit. Just
stop dreaming.
Stop dreaming and just get a job and pay your fucking way in life. Get a mortgage. I mean, don't get me wrong. I suppose I have to keep looking at that because I want to know how long there's left. I know people need to have a dream or an ambition and they want to do this. But I'd love to know the percentage of people who go to a university and end up with the job they set out to be.
Did you want to go uni?
No, I didn't.
When you were at school,
I didn't like school.
Did you like think, oh, well, this is what I want to do? Like, did you ever have that?
No, I just didn't like school, full stop.
Because I didn't know what I wanted to do. Did you?
My dad's a carpenter, and I wanted to work with my dad being a carpenter. But anyway, I put woodwork down on Rawlings's, you know, when you had to pick your subjects.
Yeah.
I put Rawlings put carpenter, woodwork. They put me in fucking art.
So you went Rawlings in Quorn?
Yeah.
I always thought you went to, not Delisle, the one across.
Burley.
Burley.
Gannon. No.
Right. Because Rawlings is supposed to be quite a good school.
Well, it was, but they were fucking useless in my mind because I wanted to do woodwork and they gave me art. How fucking many stairs?
They do give you rubbish stuff.
Oh, they do. They're absolutely useless. It wasn't even where you could appeal and say, look, I really want to do woodwork because I'm going to go and work with my dad on, you know.
Yeah.
And I could probably learn more off my dad than you bunch of fucking pricks. But they never even gave me that choice to call them a bunch of pricks.
No. Who's that guy who cut that cow in half? What was his name?
In the 90s.
What's his name? I don't know.
And he's nearly a billionaire.
Yeah. Unbelievable, isn't it? Just because you cut a cow in fucking
half. That's crazy.
Yeah, you get butchers who do that all the while.
And that other woman, I forgot, Tracy Emin. And all she did was mess up a bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
And someone paid
like that. Gigi's bedroom's like that every fucking morning.
Jackson's is.
It is.
So I'm going to take a photo. And
Jackson's bedroom. Yeah. And just.
And it's like that Banksy.
Yeah.
He's class.
Yeah, he's got.
As the top.
He's got like a super sense where he can just see something, paint it. He's got a vision, ain't he?
It's brilliant. But it's so simple. And,
yeah.
And no one sees it.
This is it.
Like, no one knows who Banksy is. Yet. He did this artwork, I don't know, some girl with an umbrella or...
A balloon.
A balloon. And someone will cut it out and it'd be worth thousands.
They did it
last
time, didn't they?
Yeah.
They reckon it's him off Heart Attack, don't they, on ITV?
So how does he make his money then? How does Banksy make his money?
He does secret... He don't do what... Didn't he do something on Sotheby's? He sold a picture,
And he pressed the button.
He pressed the button and it shredded it.
Oh, I remember that.
Because they'd bought it and then he shredded it, it sent it up even more in price, didn't it?
It was something like one-off million.
Yeah.
That was so clever him doing that.
It was really, really good, weren't it? That's art in itself.
See, that could have been you.
It could have been me.
Stuck to art.
Yeah, could have been me. We went outside and just made paper airplanes. We used to have like 5-foot pieces of paper. So you just fold them up and chuck them outside.
Do you remember? You just reminded me. Yeah, you know, we were kids and you had those polystyrene planes and you'd get the band and you'd wind it around and it'd go bzzz. Yeah. And I thought that was just fascinating.
So that's what I think. It's just a load of bloody bullshit. What's wrong with being a brickie? What's wrong with being a plumber?
Nothing
at all.
Because it's bloody good money.
If you've got a kid, let them go and be a plumber, a brickie or whatever.
And I actually said to Jackson, because he's taking his GCSEs next year, I said, be a plumber. And he goes, no, I don't want to do that.
I tell you something, that sort of work, you've always got work.
Yeah.
Always. Everyone
I've had a go at plumbing. Yeah. I've tried to fix things in my bathroom, in the toilet. And it's fucking up. You end up getting a plumber in.
How's Lisa feel about that? Cha-ching. Sorry, the old classics. Yeah.
Right, let's move on then from that. We've put the world to rights on McDonald's. Yes. It's time for Chris's word of the cast. So
it's a good one.
Let's have the let's have the jingle now.
Chris's word of the podcast.
Right, so we're on to word of the cast then. This is where Chris used to come up to me and Aidy and other lads at work when we worked together. And he'd just say, do you know what such and such means? And we went, no, Chris. And he would tell us. So what is the word of the cast?
The word is... Hey. Yeah. Loquacious.
Loquacious.
I'll say it again. Loquacious.
You know what he's doing, don't you? He's aiming up for a job on some kind of countdown or something.
And loquacious means someone who tends to talk quite a lot. A very talkative individual.
That could be me.
Loquacious. Loquacious. I love that word.
I'm surprised nobody's nicked this, the word of the cast offers, you know. We'll have to sue them if they do.
Yeah.
There again, Channel 4, if you're looking for somebody to sit on the on the panel, you could tick a box there and have Chris on.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
Very nice word, Chris.
Thank you.
I once thought loquacious would have meant that. I thought it would have been more sexual.
Yeah. I tell you how I came across it.
You were looking through the dictionary for this.
I was watching a programme called Nine Strangers. But it's not, there's something else with it. Nine Strangers Invited. It's got Nicole Kidman in. And it's
is
got.
It the Agatha Christie thing?
No. That's the one with Daniel Craig, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
It's got Nicole Kidman in, and she's had some plastic surgery. Oh, her face looks plastic and like a little hamster, and she's gone dead skinny.
Well, she was never a fat girl, was she?
No.
She'd never been to Greg's.
The thing is with these superstars and that, when they get to a certain age, like in the 50s, they think, you know what, I'm not going to eat anything.
Yeah, and that'll be all right.
It's bonkers. I'll live forever. And one of my favourite actors, his name's Michael Sheen. He's in it.
Yeah.
And he was talking about that he'd lost his son, and he said, hey, people think that I'm a loquacious person. And I thought, that sounds a brilliant word. I'm going to see what that means. And I looked it up. And that's what it means.
Oh, brilliant. I do like that word of the cast. It is quite a good little feature, yeah, isn't it? Yeah, makes like us it. Laugh, makes us chuckle. I hope it makes all you chuckle out there as well. Right, moving on then. Did you see the demonstrations in London yesterday? Extinction Rebellion.
I actually didn't.
You were lucky. Do you drive through London?
No.
I used to drive through London.
It's horrible, isn't it?
It's horrible.
Nightmares. Especially in a lorry.
Yeah, when we used to work for Fresh Pack, me and you.
Yeah.
And I used to have to do the rundowns.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. AD were fortunate. He never worked at Fresh Pack. And I used to have to drive down into London, and it is like the Walking Dead, isn't it?
Yeah.
4:30 in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning. They're all just staggering around and their arms are out, and it's frightening. I used to drive with a crowbar in the cab.
It's just the rules and regulations of getting in and out of London. Yeah.
Don't put your sat nav on.
Yeah, it's just a complete waste of time, isn't it?
And the bridges, because it's like Victorian times, the bridges are dead low, one-way street, congestion charge, eco charge. Yeah. It's horrible.
That's exactly what you're on about. Extinction Rebellion demonstrated in London. They're planning on doing this for the next 2 weeks. Now, I can understand, in theory, why they're doing all this. You know, the world will only last for so long. They're trying to make everything a better place, trying to make it all nice and clean. You know, we don't want all this plastic in the sea, do we? We don't want fishes eating, you know, everything. Yeah. They went there yesterday. I don't know if you've seen the pictures I sent to you, but there's a van in London, and they've all lay under this van, and then they've chained each other to these, so the van couldn't move.
Right.
And it's like they had a. I don't
agree with that.
No, I don't agree with it. I mean, they've got they erected a 13-foot high pink table in Covent Garden. I mean. And then it says, the table is so people can come and sit at the table and talk about the pollution and all that. Well, for one, how the fuck did they get a 13-foot-high pink table into the middle of Covent Garden, right? Where was health and safety?
Yeah.
You know, because you're not even allowed to go, two steps up a fucking stepladder nowadays without some north fucking... You can't go up there unless you've got a harness on and clipboard and Ivy's jacket.
Yeah.
I just don't understand.
I understand their frustrations, but you've got to be pragmatic, and they're just becoming an irritant.
They are. They're not gaining
because
any
it's
support.
It doesn't help families taking their kids to school or people just wanting to go to work, and they're trying to do the best by recycling and not using so much water.
Yeah.
And another thing, they're never middle class people. They always seem like scumbags.
Well, I mean, I've watched a clip today.
With smelly dreadlocks as well. Honestly.
No, you're just jealous because you can't grow in it. Now, I watched a clip today, and this bloke went up to somebody and they went, right, what? So what are you protesting about? Why are you here? And the girl just didn't have a fucking clue. She's holding up a banner. I don't know. I don't know why we're here. We're just trying to save the world. But there's loads of stuff going on down there.
Yeah.
And they ain't got a clue.
And then so he asked the bloke next to her, and they're like, well, we're just trying to save the world. Yeah, but why are you here? Why are you doing this? Tell me more. He says, well, you're supposed to go down to the pink table and ask that. No, I'm asking you. You tell me why you're here.
Yeah, it's her own personal. Why is she there? Because I care about the environment. Not to that extent, but I just wouldn't. I wouldn't protest like that because you're wasting the time.
They're not protesting in the right areas, are they?
No.
They're hitting the everyday joke. They're
peeing people off, aren't they?
And, and you're trying to get the support of the public, not piss them off. I mean, a few months ago, they were all climbing on train station on the trains, weren't they?
But the thing is, the public were getting wound up because they do, you know, the majority of people do believe what they believe in. But you just got to do it in the right way, protest it in the right way.
Yeah, but it's frustrating for me as well because, I mean, I've had solar panels. We was told to buy a diesel car because it was the better car to buy.
Yeah.
And now I'm an evil bastard because I drive a diesel van. And, like, somebody left me a comment on one of my comments, videos today saying, it's people like you with vans. What do you mean it's people like me with vans? It's not people like China then, is it? Are chucking power stations up still.
Or Elon Musk going up in space and how much fuel he's using.
Yeah.
How much fuel he used then, you would never use that in the lifetime of your van.
Of course you wouldn't. Well, what I've done here, I've just made a few little points as well because this one really wound me up, right? The other night, Sadiq Khan went out to walk his dog, right? He took three fucking cars with him. He took three fucking cars with him and his wife to walk their dog, Luna, in a convoy of three vehicles, include a £75,000 petrol-driven Jag, a 5-litre V8 with a 5-litre V8 engine, a 50,000 diesel Volkswagen, and a Volvo hybrid.
Why did he need three cars?
Because he thinks people might get at him.
That's the hypocrisy then, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. And he's telling all us to have electric cars, and he's driving around in three fuckers.
It's a joke, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what I mean, and you can't believe anything. Like, how dare they go on TV and tell us to live the way they want us to live?
Do as I say, don't do as I do.
Hancock, prime example.
Yeah. Boris Johnson, prime example.
But they all are.
Yeah.
Who's the other one? Bloody David Cameron making 10 million.
Yeah. Out of a company that went, did it go bust?
Yeah.
What the fuck is all that about?
He's still got his money.
Yeah. That should be fucking took off him now.
It's disgraceful.
But it also winds me up, because I've also done this again, that it's like, I've done a bit of research again. In Beijing and Mumbai, right, the air is so bad there, they're told not to go out and exercise.
Because it's so bad?
Because the air is so bad. It's
What's causing their pollution?
There's something else I've done. But if they're really serious about protesting, right, go to these countries that have got the real bad pollution. So you go to India, you go to Bahrain, you go to Bangladesh, Pakistan, China, or Afghanistan. Go and fucking protest in Afghanistan and let's see how far you get.
Go change yourself to a fucking...
Yeah, what's them Toyota Land Cruisers? Go and change yourself to one of them fuckers.
We're too soft, aren't we?
They won't take it over there. They'll just give you a good slapping.
They won't give you a slapping. They just tie you to a chair and throw you off a fucking building.
They won't lay
down. Fucking winds me up. And I went on this bit more of a research thing. Out of 106 countries, right, we're 92 of pollution. We're doing really, really well of pollution. Out of 500 cities, guess how many are in the UK that are in these 500 cities of the worst pollution? Just have a quick guess.
I'm going to say Glasgow.
Glasgow, no.
Hang on. Nottingham.
None. We've got no cities in the top 500. None. It's all India, China, Pakistan.
Los Angeles has to.
God, I didn't even look, to be fair, because I was just for UK.
The Los Angeles freeway, it's always rammed cars, and they have like five, six lanes.
Well, we're... We're not on there. So all I can say to these people of Extinction Rebellion, I can see our country trying to do a lot. We're getting rid of power stations. We're trying to do more and more electric cars that will probably go 20 miles before they need recharging. Go, if you're that serious about what you're doing, Extinction Rebellion, go to these countries that are really doing pollution and then do the world a favour.
Deep down, they must know. I think some of them just do it.
So they can be together, isn't it? They become part of a community together.
Some ain't even interested in it. They just want to be there. And
another one, the London riots, the 2011. Did you watch that documentary about that?
No.
A couple of weeks ago. Well, you remember the riots?
Yeah.
And it was about...
Is that when they burned Tottenham Town?
Remember that Mark Duggan? Yeah. And the mum and the family went to the police station just to talk, not to cause any hassle or anything like that. And then loads of people around Clapham and Tottenham and all these other areas started looting. And then they started going on social media, saying, go here, go into JD Sports. So it wasn't about that Mark Duggan.
Did they go into Sports Direct?
I don't know. But
I'll leave that one.
Some people just see a situation and take an opportunity from it.
It is, you're right.
And you hit the nail on the head when that guy went up to that girl and said, tell me why you're here. Mm. Because if you were passionate about something, you'd say, I'm
you'd
here.
You'd know all about it, wouldn't you?
And she went, go to that green post over there.
Yeah, go to the pink table, they'll tell you everything.
Where did I get green post from?
Don't know, there's no green post in here.
Yeah, that's my age, that is, isn't it?
Yeah. So, that's what I think of that. It's and the other thing about that protest, there was, a few hundred people there. Yeah, the other week, then, there was a massive protest in London about
vaccination.
Yeah, that one. There were, 250,000 people there. They've stormed the BBC's studios. It was hardly on the news yet. Extinction Rebellion, a couple of hundred there.
It's what they choose to show now.
It is. It's all controlled. People do not believe what you see.
But haven't you noticed something? More and more people are starting to take the blinkers off. And they're not starting to believe mainstream media anymore.
No.
Like before, when we used to be at Canon, we'd get the Sun, and I'd believe everything it would say.
Oh, we didn't get the Sun at all, Chris. You're getting shut down. People don't like the Sun.
And now, people really aren't believing mainstream media.
There's other outlets, isn't there? If you want to find things out, if you actually want to find things out and you go onto the internet, you will find pretty much anything you want to find out. And it'll be more truthful than what the BBC, ITV, Sly News, Channel 4, Channel 5, all that shit. You look at other outlets. I mean, Sky News Australia.
I always watch that on YouTube.
Yeah, really good.
This older guy.
Alex Jones.
That could be him. And he's brilliant. You ever seen him?
Yeah, because he went on once
My God, he's so honest. And honestly, AD, when you get home, just listen to him. He's brilliant.
He did a speech once, didn't he, about kids who were protesting about Extinction Rebellion. I think it was Greta. And he was saying, you kids now have never known a war. You've always known a classroom with air conditioning. You've had endless fucking Wi-Fi, handheld systems, computers. You don't know. You haven't got a fucking clue.
Did you see the one when he said about the Prime Minister of New Zealand shutting down the city?
Yeah.
And I was laughing, but I was thinking, bloody hell, a little bit harsh, but he was saying, I tell you now, and I'm telling it to you straight, you are bloody useless.
Yeah.
I don't know why I did a London accent. It was supposed to be Australian.
That was nowhere near Australia. Click your ears.
And I just thought, wow, he's spot on. I mean, why did she do that? Oh, one case.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
She shut New Zealand down over one death.
This one guy. No, it wasn't even a death. He caught it. So she decided to shut the whole cities down, Auckland, for a whole week. That is bonkers.
Right, well, welcome back then, folks. Not welcome back. We've never gone anywhere. So we've sorted out Extinction Rebellion. Do you know what? I would actually like to go down to them and just have a chat with them and say, what the fuck are you doing? Because you're not helping anybody, really.
They'd end up annoying you. That's what they'll do.
I'd like to see it, though.
I wouldn't know. I'd love to see it. I'd love to go and say, all my argument would be, Wes, go to China. China are building power stations. Go to fucking China. If you haven't got an answer for that, fuck off. Right, we're moving on. Shall we do the TARDIS moment?
Yeah, yeah, we can do, yeah.
Do you know what? I forgot all about my TARDIS moment. I ain't got a fucking clue.
I've got one.
Have you? Go on then.
You go first then.
Yeah.
In fact, I've got a couple to do, but I'll use one.
You've been giving this some thought.
So this is the TARDIS moment, folks. This is where we jump in the TARDIS and you can go back in time to anything, any event that's happened. You can't focus, obviously, the event's not happened in the future, but that's what you do.
Yeah, I'd like to go and sit in Pablo Escobar's house.
What, with his hippo?
When he got shot, and look at all the money, what was in there. And I'd just like to see what happened to it all.
Yeah, the government kept it.
He was earning more money than Ford Motors, right? He was earning a ridiculous amount of money and he had it all in his loads in his house. And I'd just love to see what happened to it.
Under the floorboards and everything, didn't he? I'll tell you what happened with that money. The government kept it.
Yeah.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
I just love
you would have thought they'd have burnt the money, really, wouldn't you? Like, you know when you get a car and it's not got taxed and they take it and they crush it? You think they'd do that with the money, wouldn't you?
No way.
Just to prove that crime doesn't pay.
No way. Just like they did all their elephant horns and that lot. You remember when they did piles of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What did they do with that?
They burnt it.
Oh, did they?
I mean, I know what they're doing, but you would have thought they would have...
I suppose, though, to destroy it, there wouldn't be any value after it's gone.
Did you ever see it? There was tons and tons of it.
I remember seeing the pictures a few years ago.
There were tons of it. And,
but I didn't know they burnt it.
Oh, yeah, they just burnt, set fire to it all.
Wow.
And you think, I mean, I know they don't want to sell it, but you would have thought they would have sold it to get, like, pay people to protect the animals, what are about then, you know what I mean?
But that's a good one.
Yeah.
What's yours?
Mine. It's come back to me now. I want to be there when Jesus gets nailed to the cross.
Oh.
And then I want to. I want to follow him, right, when he gets put in that cave and see if he does push it open.
I bet you £10 million he wouldn't. Do you know why? Because he's just human.
Yeah.
That's
it's
it.
Like dynamo.
Bloody hell. But
how do you know that? That did happen, though. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I just want to
know.
What about him going on the cross?
Yeah.
Well, they did use to crucify him, didn't they, the other day?
But how come he was so special?
Don't know. He was...
Did you watch that Stephen Fry thing I sent you?
No, I'm going to watch it.
Oh, you've got to watch it. Brilliant.
Yeah. We've got something else to talk about after this, anyway. I don't know. I just want to see if it did, you know, happen. You know? Because let's face it, out in the Middle East, where Jesus was, they would have had a bit of a tan, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was so... Pure, he was fucking whiter than
pure,
me.
Only in a Catholic church.
Ah, that's where it is then, you see.
If you go to a Catholic church, he's white with blue eyes and blonde hair.
But
he's from the Middle East.
Yeah.
Perhaps he's a Viking.
Yeah.
He could have been a Viking.
You can't work it out, can you?
You can. It's called hypocrisy.
Storytelling.
Yeah.
It's called Harry Potter.
Adds their own bit to the Bible. And
yeah.
It's a control thing.
Chinese whispers, isn't it? It's because there was no government, no law, no rules, no regulations. They used religion in the day to control the masses. Yeah. Like I said, if you do that, you will go to hell. And oh, you fucker.
And you think, oh, I better not do that.
Yeah, I better not have a wank then.
Yeah.
You know.
So
your turn, Christopher.
Mine's a... As you know, I'm a royalist. And... And I really want to defend Andrew, but,
no way. But
I just know he's done something.
Yeah.
I just know.
You suspect he's done. I've got to word this properly.
Because when he did that calamitous interview with Emily Mattis.
What was he doing there?
He shouldn't have done the interview. When would you ever see the Queen do an interview?
You won't, would you?
Never.
No.
Because she knows silence is golden.
Yeah.
And he's there, and there's a film of him opening Epstein's house and letting these girls out, and he even waves like that to them. And yet he says, I've never been to the house.
Yeah.
Then there's a picture of him with his arm around that girl who's saying he's sexually assaulted her on more than one occasion. He said, "That's a fake picture." And I'm thinking, mate, please.
They weren't even faking pictures in them days.
Of course they weren't. And the worst is he says, "I've got to stop you there. I don't sweat because what happened to me in the Falklands." Yeah, he was sweating profusely. Right. Yeah.
What happened when she was in the Falklands?
And I would love to be at Epstein's house, pull him and say, "Listen, mate, don't do this because this is going to turn out bad for you."
Yeah.
And he'd say, "All right, 30
years' time, 40 years' time, this is going to be bad."
Because it's not just her. I reckon he's done it to a few.
Yeah, what do you think will happen to him if...
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing will happen.
Nothing.
He will not leave this country again.
They will make some sort of deal. He won't be able to do royal duties again. They'll do something, but nothing criminally will happen to him.
No, I don't think they will. It's
because there's a couple of reasons. Sorry for going on about this. In Britain, our law is you can be sexually active with 16 and above.
Yeah.
In America, it's illegal to be sexually active with anyone under 18.
Yeah.
So she was 17. So he was in their country. So he broke their laws. Now he's come back to England, but there's no way he's going to class the immunity. He's not going to go back. No chance.
Nah.
So it's done and dusted, but it's definitely tarnished.
Yeah.
His reputation. That's this doesn't mean anything.
That's if that. His reputation weren't.
But what'll happen is, what happened to her is bad. But they'll say to her, "Listen, sign this, and we give you £50 million."
That'll be us paying for that. Then
that's it.
Yeah.
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 So that's my TARDIS moment.
Yeah. That's good.
Bloody royalty.
People, if you want to if you want to put your TARDIS moments in the comments down below. Be quite interesting to read, won't it?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, you go for it, folks. If you want to join in with our little thing, you go for it. So, right, let me move in on now then, because I've got a couple to do. What we got? We've done 37 minutes. I'm going to go...
Did it go quick?
I'm going to go for the John Cleese thing. Now, I sent you the links to this. John Cleese, he's 81, is one of the funniest men ever to walk this fucking world, just this country, right? The Americans love him, so... Excuse me, that water's making me burp. And what it is, he's going to do a TV programme. And I'll read the headlines. It's John Cleese blast absurd woke culture as he front series exclaiming political correctness after Fawlty Towers cancellation row. He's going to go around interviewing other comedians who are being cancelled or having their material censored in parts. And I think it's just a good idea to do because lots and lots of things are being cancelled now.
Yeah.
Comedy, humour is being fucking wiped off the face of the earth because people are being offended by it.
So comedy won't exist soon.
It won't exist.
Because everyone's taking offence to the littlest things.
Yeah.
So you can't say midget.
Yeah.
Fat lad.
That's how I get called. That's how I get.
You can't say anything.
No.
You can't even say half caste.
No. How's that work out?
It's crazy, isn't it?
I didn't know that until the other day, until I follow Will Meller and Ralph Little on Facebook and they do their little podcast. I like watching that. Yeah, they're really, really fucking
funny. Weren't they in Hollyoaks?
I think Will Meller was, but they're in Royal Family. Not Royal Family.
Two pints of crisps.
2 pints in a packet of crisps.
That's it.
And Will Meller's... No, how do I say it? Will Meller's married a coloured... Oh, fucking hell, you're sitting here and I'm...
You've got to say dual heritage. That's what they say, don't they? It's bonkers.
Anyway, his girlfriend's black. That's it, you say black,
don't you? I'd say just to say black.
Yeah, I do.
Are you offended if I'd say... I'd have said coloured? I'd feel
more offended than you just say black.
Yeah.
That's what I am. You know,
but this is the problem, isn't it? People don't... Anyway, Will Meller's girlfriend or wife is black, so they've got a dual heritage kid.
Yes.
Right? And his mum calls the kid a half-caste. And he says, "Mam, you can't say that anymore." She goes, "Why?" She says, "Because times have changed." And she's going, "I don't understand."
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she doesn't mean to offend her own grandkids.
She loves that grandchild more than anything.
She probably loves him more than Will.
But she that's what she's known.
Yeah.
It's half-caste. Then it's like me giving a smartphone to a 90-year-old woman and say, right, send us a text.
Yeah.
You know, why should they change?
It's just too, it's gone mad. It has gone mad.
It's gone too far.
I tell you what it's like. It's like we drive on the left-hand side of the road. Tomorrow, you've all got to drive on the right.
Yeah.
How can you do it? You can't. But anyway, so John Cleese is going to go around. He's going to interview loads of comedians and stuff, and he's going to try and work out why people are so offended, so all this political correctness stuff. Will you be watching it?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because I want to know the opinions from a 25-year-old to a 65-year-old.
Well, I'll just give you...
Just 50, to see what they're... Yeah. The change in opinion.
52. I'll sit on it, and I don't want to offend anybody. I just want to sit here and say a bad word just for the sake of saying it.
Yeah,
I might say it accidentally. Even then, when I said about Will Mellor's missus, and I think, oh fuck, I can't remember what you have to say.
Yeah,
don't want you paired doing me over in the corner here, do I?
Well, do you see what they've done now, Uncle Ben Dry. See what they've done there.
I know. Took his face off. Did you know that?
Oh,
yeah, oh my God. People complain that it's making out from the cotton fields and that. All it was is just some... They used it because he used to make rice. He just happened to be black.
Well, it sounds like fucking KFC so, then, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But they've took it off. You're not allowed to have a...
Well, that was the whole idea of buying Uncle Ben's rice, because I thought it was his fucking company.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
But the problem is, right, the problem is, I used to watch Gimme, Gimme, Gimme. You seen it with Kathy Burke?
Yeah. She had big ginger hair with glasses. Yeah,
right.
With that gay guy.
Yeah.
You'll have to say gay.
John, is it Richard?
You can't say ginger.
Why can't you say ginger?
Well, I'm just saying.
Oh, right. I'm ginger. Fuck it, I call me Kid Ginge. So anyway, I watched an interview with him, and they were saying, would you come back and do another Gimme, Gimme, Gimme? You know, a one-off special. He says, you've got no fucking chance. There is no TV company in the world that will take that on and put it out there, because it will just get ruined. It will just get ripped off.
It's like Little Britain. You'll be able to bring that back.
No, you can't bring it back. It's already been fucking
cancelled. The only gay in the village. Who was that? The guy did... she was... Filipino.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was brilliant. Oh,
ting tong.
That's it. Yeah. Ding dong. God almighty, that would offend. But we know it's not offensive because the little guy, what's his name? He's fat and gay.
Yeah, Lucas.
Matt Lucas. And he takes the mickey out of himself. Mm. So I don't understand why people...
This is what I can't understand, because I always take the piss out of myself.
Same here. I
absolutely... You fucking don't.
I absolutely hate myself.
When do you take the piss out of yourself?
I'm bold, old.
Bold and old, that's about it. I always take the piss out of myself, because unless you can actually laugh at yourself, then I don't think you can really laugh at other stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, Ricky Gervais is doing a new tour, isn't it? And they reckon it's absolutely fucking brilliant.
I'd love to go, but they always get sold out so quick.
Yeah, but the thing is, with Ricky Gervais, he's got the attitude where, fucking cancel with it. Come and have a go, because I'm not going anywhere. And Ricky Gervais will still make quality programmes, he'll still do quality comedy routines, and people will still sell out to buy him. But it won't be long, before people will be camping outside his fucking, wherever he's working. Say he's doing DeMont, right? They'll be outside there. You can't go in there. You can't go in there. He's offensive. Yeah. We've got to cancel him. Why? Tell me why.
They'll all be young people.
All young people who haven't got a clue.
People. When people our age.
But what else will happen is, what we find funny now that this fucking lot don't find funny, what they find funny now, in 10 years' time, they'll be being fucking cancelled. It'll be a domino effect. Whatever they want to cancel now will be cancelled in their fucking 10 years' time.
Yeah, you're liking the watch, aren't you?
Liking it.
I can change that to red or blue.
Oh, Chris has got a new watch, folks. Look at that. Hey. Yeah, but can you tell the time?
Is it a smartwatch?
Yeah.
Can you take calls on it and all that?
Yeah.
Bloody hell. Look at that.
£200. Yeah. No messing.
No messing there.
Nice. Anyway, sorry.
Right, that's all right, mate. Just chuck that in. Right, so we've got, we can either talk about Clarkson or the Red Arrows having green smoke.
Red Arrows.
Red Arrows.
You want the Red Arrows?
Yeah, we always talk about Clarkson. Yeah.
We can always talk about Clarkson. He's always in the fucking news, isn't he, Clarkson? Right, so the news is that the Red Arrows are to use green smoke instead of red, white and blue. The Lincolnshire-based aerobatic team is seeking a greener alternative to its red, white and blue trails, which are made of 75% diesel and 25% dye. The Ministry of Defence has appealed. Basically, what they're doing is they're going to use fucking green smoke. So it's going to look like the Irish Arrows now. Because apparently this green dye is more friendly to the world.
Don't send flaming planes up in the sky then.
How much did it cost for them to take off and all that?
Right.
Thousands.
Right, okay.
I think they'd be able to get smoke.
Hold on. Well, in 2019, the Reds, so that makes it sound like Man United, used 643,000 litres of diesel and 63,000 litres of dye.
So hang on, how much diesel?
643,000 litres.
What, just doing one air show?
No, not no, in 2019.
Oh, for the whole year?
Yeah.
I was going to say, but that's still a lot.
It is, isn't it?
Wow.
It is a lot.
You think they'd be able to let the smoke out in a different way? You think there'd be more friendly way of doing...
I think they have to put it in with the dye, don't you? And it has to hit a high temperature. So I think diesel hits the higher temperature. Mm. I'm not sure. People, please put your comments down below how it works. But it's just the RAF... Apparently, the move is part of the RAF's wider drive to become more environmentally friendly. Prince Harry's been environmentally friendly, isn't he?
Oh,
he's telling everybody not to fly and do all this and do all that. And then he used a private jet to go to a fucking player polo match. Fucking ginger.
No comment.
It's a joke, isn't it?
Ah, for fucks. Another one telling us what to do and then going and doing something completely different.
He must have very
different.
Good reasons. I am not calling them. I refuse to.
I think with the royal family, you do have to say sometimes you're being an hypocritical twat. But there you go. So anyway, they're going to get rid of the red, white and blue and add green credentials to this great thing. That is not going to be the Red Arrows, is it?
No.
Not really.
It's the just whole thing, the whole excited thing when it's the Queen's coronation or is they go over Buckingham Palace and they do the red, white and blue and it's Britain. That's what...
Exactly. That's exactly
when they go
it,
over and then green comes out, I'm not going to have that passion.
Yeah, what the fuck are you going to... What? It's fucking green.
It's...
I can remember seeing the Red Arrows as a child.
Do you know... Can I say something?
Go on, then.
For some reason...
That's why you're here.
In this country, we're ashamed to be British.
Yeah.
I've never known anything like it. If you go to America, Finland, they've got the flags out.
Flags out.
They're so proud. We seem to hide it. Oh, yeah. No. I don't get that.
Well, I mean, as long as I've known you, Chris, you have always said you're British, ain't you?
Yeah.
Exactly. And I just can't see the problem in it. Personally, I'm English first, and then I'm British, because that's how I think. That's how my granddad Sid brought me up.
Yeah.
Because I can remember once in the 1978 World Cup, I wanted Scotland to win, and my granddad went absolutely fucking mad at me because of... England-Scotland rivalry.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the British Lions playing, I'm British.
Mm.
So it's... I know what you're saying, though.
I do class myself as English, but this is such a small island, yet we've achieved so much that I just say, oh, I'm British.
Yeah.
When you get your passport and it says United Kingdom, I'm so proud of that.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand why we...
We mock our country.
And I don't get that.
I don't.
And if, like, someone puts a flag up, the English flag...
I don't.
No, in fact, not the English flag, the British flag, they're classed as racist.
Yeah.
That's the most absurd thing I've ever...
Do you know what? I'd have a picture of the Queen in every fucking school.
Yeah.
In every classroom.
I've got a picture of the Queen in every single of my rooms.
Yeah.
So, and I've got magazines.
But it is, I would have a picture of the Queen up. And if you don't like it, fuck off.
Yeah, if it brings you joy, and the royal family bring me joy, and when I watch a programme or a documentary, I'm just happy.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud of being British.
Yeah, I don't expect everybody to like and love the royal family, to be fair, because that's not what this country is about. This country is about being free of choice and all that. You know, you have the ability to have your own freedom. You have, well, at the fucking moment... So that's being dragged away from us bit by bit. But you have the choice and the freedom to choose what you want. But I still say, if I wasn't a royalist, I would still respect the Queen.
I think that's
what it's about, respect.
Yeah, I'm not a royalist, but if Joe Bloggs next door or something wants
Joe Biden
put a flag up and stuff like
that. The thing is, I've known you years, Aidy, and you've always said that, and you've never been a hypocrite about it, but... deep down, I know you sort of do like the Queen, like, because you know she hasn't done anything wrong.
Why shouldn't I not like her?
Exactly. I'm not saying you're royalist. What it is like the other ones that will irritate you. They freeloads that, but the Queen has always been that constant. Mm. Always.
We've not known anything different, have we?
Of course we haven't.
When she goes, it's going to be fucking massive.
Massive
thing.
She's
done so much for the country.
My earliest memories was the Queen's Silver Jubilee.
Yeah.
I was living in Ullisthorpe.
Yeah.
And I was 7 and we went down to the park and we were doing that. What's that sack race thing called?
Sack race.
that egg and spoon. Yeah. Real basic stuff. But it was
Jubilee
brilliant.
Party.
Yeah, yeah.
Street and out.
It was just amazing. And yet... I've always known her just to be this constant that doesn't go on TV, doesn't do silly interviews, but once a year she'll do a great, great speech. And in the background, if you notice, this is so poignant, she'll have a certain picture and it'll have a meaning. And I love that.
I can't remember Street ever doing that again. You know, the Jubilee.
It was the Golden Jubilee.
The Street got out, tables right down there.
Because no one's proud to be British.
We don't do that no more.
I don't know if these people are not proud to be British, because when you get a royal wedding, the Duke, when he died, that would have been absolutely fucking massive. If it weren't for the restrictions, that would have been fucking huge.
Yeah, it would have been.
But hang on, I'm going to disagree a little bit. When you say about the wedding, the goddamn media just attacked Meghan.
Yeah.
Just attacked her.
Attacked
her dress.
Yeah.
Making Kate cry because of flowers.
Yeah.
It was disgusting the way they
treated her. When Meghan rolled up, I thought, fucking fair play. I'll have a bounce on that.
I don't really fancy dual heritage people. I tried.
But I didn't even know she was Jackson. I didn't even know that she was dual heritage.
Yeah. And even I would have given her a length.
Yeah.
So.
And you've got a good length, thank you, son.
4 inches at the best. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So when Meghan turned up, I thought, fair play.
Yeah. She looked gorgeous.
Yeah. So, and look how the crowd took to her and everybody. Everybody were out for her. Even Eugenie's wedding, I think there were a fair few out, weren't there? Or that COVID thing?
No, the COVID was there, but quite a few people went. But I thought she looked great.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was a great wedding.
Yeah.
And I watched
that. You'd be good. Channel 4 or ITV, get him on next Royal Wedding.
I'll be there.
You know
quite
what?
Cheap.
The amount of stuff Chris knows about the royal family is fucking unbelievable. He's like a fucking.
You don't need to know.
Chris don't know. You don't need to know. right, so we're just about up to the 1 hour mark, lads. Thank you very much for coming. You've got to shoot off, haven't you, Chris? Glad you could make it this week, mate. And
I know. Sorry
about Will Laurie.
I'm so sorry about that last time. Yeah. What can I do? What can I do?
Be here on time.
Yeah. Fulfill your promises and your commitments.
And my contract.
Yeah, that's it. All right, and folks, so thank you once again for this watching this podcast. Spread the word of the podcast. I really, really want this to work. I really, really want this to take off, and hopefully it will. Yeah. Hey, mate. Oh, yeah, he's got to show his arms again, isn't he?
I can't do it the way I used to. Can you still see the scar?
Yeah.
Chris has had a massive operation on his arm.
You know, now and again,
yeah.
Oh, I get electric shocks. I swear, I'm lying in bed, and all of a sudden I go, I thought, what the hell?
Because,
because my, you know, my nerves, they're mending.
All right.
Oh, it's weird. And then I feel this flush of fluid.
Right.
Right, well, what I'm going to do, while these pair are talking about this, I'm going to have to finish this because I don't know how long's on the fucking clock. Thank you once again for joining us. Join us again in a couple of weeks or so when we have another one out. Put your comments down below, share and follow us, and let's make this fucking thing grow. All right, folks, see you later.
Peace. Boom shaka.
And anger.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.